I'm delighted to say I've got Derry Coyley joining me in studio to have a look forward to the weekend's action down in Killarney. Derek, thanks for popping into us this afternoon.
Good morning. Delighted to be here, Pat.
Good afternoon to
you. Good afternoon,
yes.
Same where my head is.
Has been a very busy time in the snooker world. Yeah. Before we look at the Munster Snooker Championships, Derek, the Daffabet Masters got underway yesterday and two major shocks yesterday afternoon at the Ali Pally.
I think very disappointing to see Mark Allen, defending champion, go out. Especially because he's been playing so well. But maybe, you know, snooker is like, it's funny that, you know, you can get a run of games and then suddenly, boom, you know, you're struggling. 6-5 still, close enough. Kind of not so surprised to see John Higgins go out of tournaments like that, because John is that type of player that you just write him off. He loses this tournament, he can win the next one. No one's going to write him off at the Crucible in April anyway, that's for sure. Look at him last year. All the way to the final. I'm very unlucky not to beat Mark Williams in the final. But yeah, disappointing, I think, for everyone, especially with our Irish connection with John Higgins and Mark Allen. But I think more disappointing for the supporters and the fans and for TV. I'd say they're not happy about it either, you know. But it's a huge tournament. And I think it's the major to win outside of the World Championships.
And where the TV falls down and Mark Allen and, of course, John Higgins, the superstar himself, enters the stage at 1 o'clock, Ronnie O'Sullivan.
Yeah, he does. He does. My favourite player, yeah. Ronnie O'Sullivan will walk in there, and he'll walk in there expecting to win that tournament. It'll take somebody very good to beat him, to be honest. He's in phenomenal form. He's always, I suppose, this time of year, January, February and March, he's actually even more dangerous, and he's had a fantastic season already. But he's going to be a favourite for the World Championship. He's going to be a favourite for the Masters. He's going to be a favourite for everything he enters. But if you're going to catch Ronnie, you catch him early.
Yep. Well, look, we'll be keeping a close eye on that. And of course, Ronnie gets today's sessions underway at 1 o'clock, when he'll be taking on, of course, the 2015 World Champion Stuart Bingham at the Alexandra Palace. But Derek, we're going to talk to you about this weekend's Munster Snooker Club Championships. Of course, always a great spectacle each and every year, of course, and no better renowned, of course, down in the All Area course, again entering three teams to this year's championship. Let's have a look at the championship section first. There are going to be 24 teams that take part in that, Derek, and just to give us an outline of the guidelines happening with the six groups.
Yeah, it's just isn't it just an indication of how popular the B Championship is after 5 years? It's just, we had to actually turn away three clubs this year to enter that competition, so that'll just tell you the absolute phenomenal success that it's been. And now you've got 24 teams, as you said. We had to limit it to six groups. And you look at the group winners from each of those, and then you've got six players into a quarterfinal section. And then it'll determine on the other teams that the runners-up teams in each group would then play off to get into those last two spots, and then it's straight knockout. The B section is best of three all the way, and people say, well, you know, it's understandable that some of the B section teams wouldn't be that strong. So best of five could take a long time. There's a lot of games to be played and there's two sections. But it's a dangerous format, best of three. You don't win, you know, then you can't afford to make any more mistakes. And that kind of makes it exciting as well. Last year, it was won by Douglas. Douglas were promoted then into the A section this year. And I think that's fantastic. And the Crucible B team as well. You know, they're a team that have been there. You all have won it twice. So it's going to be a very, very difficult competition to predict a winner from. And I'm not just saying this because we're in Yall, but I think the Yall B team with Adrian Landers and, you know, Kelly, and you've got young players coming through there that, you know, they've played there for years now. And it's not as if they're, you know, just because it's a B section doesn't mean it's young fellas. It can be any age. It's standard. And they have the highest standard. If they click, they'll be very difficult to beat. And I think that Yall B could have a very good chance of winning that competition. And it's tough, though. It's really difficult. You've got 24 teams there. It's a bit different to the A section, where you can maybe pick out four teams that are going to possibly win it. In the B section, there's 12 teams that could possibly win it. And that's, I suppose, it's a very successful tournament. From a snooker point of view, maybe I'm not the biggest fan of it. Because I remember the Munster Championships where there was 24 teams and it was you know, groups and knockout. But listen, who am I to argue with it? We turned away three clubs. There's 24 teams down there, six groups. It's going to bring more people into the competition. And I think it's a very exciting competition to play in. And it'll be interesting to see who wins it. But I really give you all be a really, really good chance of winning that.
Okay, so just give me six names, one from each group now to that would qualify out of that now, right?
Right, okay.
Group A.
Are you going to call him for me? That's good. Because I thought you'd give me a free tip.
Group A, there's Yall, CYMSB, Rackheel, Douglas B, and Temple Moor.
Yall.
Yall B.
Yeah.
So in Group B, then we've got Crucible B, Q Club, Killarney C, Capoquin, and Shooters.
That'll be Crucible B.
Group C, we'll see Norris's A, Turles, New Institute B, and North Kerry Snooker Club.
That's tough. Everyone will say Norris is A, but I know Norris is A have lost three key players, and that's why they're in the B section. Thurles have Freddie Chute and Keneally, Kennedy, good players. And New Institute B, I would have to say it'll be New Institute B. I would fancy New Institute B to come out of that.
Okay. Group D, we'll see New Institute C, Planet Ennis, AOHB, and Norris's B.
That's going to be AOHB. They're a very strong team. Very, very good side. Eddie Evans won the Munster Close B at the weekend, or the Cork Close B, I should say, at the weekend above in Douglas. It's the second time winning it. Donica Ryan, good player as well. Solid players, the AOH. They'll win that.
Okay. Group E, then Clue Club, Killarney B, Ennis, from YC, and New Institute D.
I would say Ennis. Ennis with Arthur Greer, Pat O'Neill, they won that tournament. They've won the B section tournament 2 years ago. They're a sticky, difficult side. I'd give it to Ennis to come through there, yeah.
And Group F, you got Yall C, Fermoy B, St John's C, and Hawks Nest B.
Toss up between Yall and Fermoy, I think, to be honest. Yeah, I put my neck out. Yall C, yeah. I'd have to say Yall C will come out of the group. I think I fancy them come out of that group, yeah.
Okay, so you've got two Yall teams that have come out there. Ennis, AOHB, New Institute B, Crucible as well. So out of that, in between.
Yeah, I think it's very similar to the A section. I think the tournament will be determined between two or three clubs, but in particular Crucible A and Crucible and Yall A in the A section. And I'm thinking in the B section it's going to be pretty similar. I think it's going to be Yall, CYMSB, or the Crucible B will be the two toughest teams in that. Depending on the draw, if they don't meet each other, I think they could make the final. I think the team they've got to watch out for, and nobody will agree with me on this, is Ennis, because I know what Ennis are capable of. I know they're practicing. I know that they're coming down there nice and relaxed, and they've nothing to lose. That's the attitude with Ennis, but they're a sticky team. But out of it, I really think Yall B are going to win that championship. But I think it depends. Like, you know, if they draw the Crucible, it can go either way because they're very close. But if they can get a run, I think they'll be very difficult to beat, you know. And confidence is everything and momentum is everything in snooker. And the more games you're winning, you can see that the teams, when they're winning down there, they're coming away from the table together. They're all laughing and joking. Next, they're in for the next match. They're 10 minutes earlier than what they should be. They're rearing to go. And the teams that are struggling, you know, they're leaving the tables, individuals walking around the place, they're slow to get down there. So it's a bit of a momentum thing. Killarney's a funny place, Pat. It's really a funny, funny place because teams have won down there that you thought would never win. But it's just playing for a team is so much more difficult than playing as an individual. And it's how the teams gel together, you know. And I think the Yall team and the Crucible team, funnily enough, the two of them are very, very strong.
Okay, we'll be keeping a close eye on that. Let's look at the primary section then. And again, give us the outside guidelines on this competition.
It's changed. It's reduced. It's now 10 teams, two groups, five in each. Very simple format. The team that wins their section goes straight through to the semi-finals. The second and third team in Group A and Group B will play each other in a semi-final format. So the second team in Group A will play the third team in Group B, and the second team in Group B will play the third team in Group A. So it's a very balanced, simple semi-final. The two winners then will go through to join the two group winners. Now, the one thing that can happen is if, say, for instance, Yall won their section and Fermoy were in it, they can't draw each other again in the semi-final. They'll have to meet in the final. So it's very simple, straightforward. What's good about the A section, though, is they've introduced relegation. So if you know you're kind of out of it and you can't get to win the group, you've still got something to play for, and that's to stay in the A section. So I think that's a fantastic addition to the tournament. I think it's only right to reduce it to these 10 teams because outside of these 10 teams, and with probably 8 of those 10 teams, none of the B section have a chance of beating them down there. So it's made it a very, very competitive A section. And I think that's a good idea to reduce the numbers.
Okay, so the top side in each group will qualify, with the second and third teams playing off against each the opposite group side, second and third places, and where possible, yeah, the semi-finals will be kept apart.
Semi-finals will be the semi-finals will be played.
The sides in the semi-finals.
You cannot meet a team that you had in your group in the semi-final.
Yeah,
simple as that. You just can't.
So look, that's that. Let's have a look at the teams then, and let's have a look at Group 1 first, because as you say, Derek, there's quality across all the groups in this one. You've 9 of the 10 teams are putting out their number 1 sides, and in Group 1 you've got Crucible A, who are the number 1 seed for the Premier section, and New Institute A are the number 4 seed. You've got St John's B, Hawks Nest A and Douglas A.
Unfortunately, and I'd like to be wrong here, Douglas are going to struggle in that company. They were promoted, and quite rightly so, for winning the B section last year. But this is like a gigantic step forward in class. There's a gulf between A and B. The Crucible are not only the All-Ireland champions and Munster champions, but now they have Aaron Hill. Think about that, because they won a Munster championship and an All-Ireland championship without him. Now he's come in. Aaron Tobin's no longer part of their team. Aaron Hill has now come in, and in my opinion, the best player in Munster, with maybe the exception of Brendan O'Donoghue, is Aaron Hill and Ross. You know, those three guys, they're the three top players in the province at the moment, and some would argue in the country. At their age, for sure, they are. They're the best in the country by a mile. So you can imagine how more difficult it's going to be to beat the Crucible. They are going to absolutely, it would have to be something of an absolute catastrophe to see them not coming out of their section as group winners. New Institute A, Brendan O'Donoghue, Tommy Gleeson, I think, is back playing. There was talks of Mario Fernandez coming back in. Tony Seymour is there. They're just a quality team. But they're missing David Hogan, and that's been the problem for the last few years. The top player they had was David Hogan, former professional, former European champion. He's definitely a huge, gigantic loss to them, but they still will be very tough. They still will give the Crucible a good game. But I think they'll stick Aaron Hill against Brendan O'Donoghue. No, you know, it's just the quality that the Crucible have with Greg Casey. They've got Aaron Hill, they've got David Cassidy, they got Ryan Cronin, they got Daniel O'Regan. That's a team, a dream team. All internationals, all top class players, all maximum break builders. It's a simple question, really. The Crucible
are going to come out on top.
Absolutely.
Okay, and the team for relegation then would be
Douglas.
You think Douglas?
Unfortunately, I hope I'm wrong, because the great guys up there with Carol Busteen and all the lads up there. Yeah. You know, they're great guys, and they're great for Cork Snooker. He's the chairman of Cork Snooker at the CBSA. No. I don't know. I mean, St John's are another tough team, you know. You've got the likes of Frank Sarsfield, Mark Chute, John Torpy, great players, Vinnie Coonan, players like that, you know. They're very, very good, but I see Douglas relegated.
Okay, let's have a look at Group 2 then, Derek. You've got the
second seed,
St John's A are the third seed in the competition, Fermoy A, the AOHA and Q Club A, and even just to pick a side, not mind to go top, but the team that will be relegated here is even harder than the team that will be in top.
You're 100% correct. You're absolutely spot on. I could maybe pick three of them that will win it, but who's going to go down out of that? And who's going to want to play them in the B section or any of those teams? People don't rate Q Club up until a few years ago, the Killarney team, Derry O'Sullivan, players, great players like Derry O'Sullivan. They didn't rate them. They thought they're getting a free ticket because they're... And for a lot of years, that was the case. Because they're a host club, they used to get automatic qualification, because you said qualify for the Munsters once upon a time, but they automatically got in. But they got to a final a few years ago and they turned a few heads and shook a few people up. And, now they're a team to be reckoned with, and they're quite capable on their day of beating any of those teams. We all know. Big disappointment, Norlanders is not playing Killarney. That's absolutely incredible nonsense as far as I'm concerned. It has really dented their chances of winning this championship. And I don't care who they put in place of him. Norlanders is one of the top players in the province and one of the top players in the country. He's not on the Yall team. He's not playing in Killarney. So there you go. Torpedo yourself. You know what I mean? Shoot yourself in the foot, whatever it is. I don't know what the reason is, but I'll be making every effort, if it was me, to have that man on my team in Killarney. But he's not there. So that's why I think St John's will come out on top. I mentioned the wrong team a while ago. I should be talking about Frank Sarsfield, no, and John Torpy, Matt Chute. These are very, very good players. And I still would fancy you all to beat them if they had the young fella with them, young Landers with them. Yeah. But no, I think myself, come out on top of that section, and I could be wrong, but I would have to say, if I was fancying anyone, I know they're not playing a whole pile of snooker in Limerick, but when they got a Killarney, they're a different breed. So I'd say St John's A could be the team to come out on top. I hope I'm wrong. I hope it's y'all. I really do. But like, removing a player like Noel Landers from your team, it's a bit like Arsenal the other day having Ozil back at home making, you know, beans on toast when he could have been on the team. It's a bit silly. I don't know what the reason is, but you get over these things and you sort it out. But it's a bit late now, and unfortunately, I think that could be the problem.
And the team to beat, so then, Derek?
To go down?
No. Well,
the relegated team?
Well, you would be here all day talking about that.
We could. I don't know is the answer. Yeah. Yeah.
Who will win the championship? Or the Premier section, sorry?
Crucible. I can't see them being beaten. I don't know who's going to beat them. Crucible will cruise to victory, I think. They'll win their section. They won't lose a match. They'll win their knockouts. And they're not a team that they're not a team. I'd love to say, yeah, they really would. I would give anything. It's been 2000 was the last time they won it. 19 years since they've won it. And you still have one or two issues going on. I don't know what the issues are, but you know, you put your best five players on the table, and if you don't, then what are you doing? I just don't understand. So I don't. That's the reason why I'm confused and disappointed about the Yall selection. I think that nobody will beat the Crucible. Unfortunately, that's the way it used to be. Like that with New Institute, it's like that now with the Crucible. Yall at full strength had a chance, have a real chance, and they were very unlucky last year not to beat them in the Munster final. And the team that went to the Munster final last year, you would have thought automatically, Pat, I don't know how you feel about this, but if you have a team of five players that go to a Munster final and were very unlucky not to win it, why would you change a team with that kind of, I don't know. It's their decision, but I think that the Crucible are unbeatable.
Look, I'm sure we'll find out more in the coming days. But look, the first match fixtures for the Munster Snooker Club Championship are on the 18th of January, this coming Friday at the Glen Eagle, and all matches will be the best of three. And of course, that session one is a corking session to start off with. Crucible A against Douglas A, the AOHA Yall CYMSA, and Yall CYMSB will be taking on Rakeel. And I know, Derek, you're heading down. I know you're heading down early down to us, but Friday morning, 10 o'clock. It's going to be some atmosphere down there. I know you're going to keep us up to date, but for anyone that's going down to Derek, I presume no admission fees going into the door.
Oh no, it's free. It's going to be, you're right, the buzz ahead of the start of this championship is, everyone's talking about Killarney since last November. Since we kind of got the draw done, everybody's been talking about it. You know, they're talking about the cost of going down there, but they don't care. People find the money because they love it. It's a magnificent weekend, not only on the table but off the table. It's fantastic. And there is that sense of anticipation about 9:30 on Friday morning, and teams are kind of coming down and they're getting restless. They want to get going. And what fixtures we have to start us off with. I mean, you mentioned the Crucible game, I predict, will be finished at 10:30. And that's being honest with you. It'll be very quick, and they're a team that are not dwelling on their success. They want to win this again, and they will go and they will execute every chance they get. Douglas, unfortunately, to meet the defending champions in the European game, that's just the way it goes. Yall against AOHA can determine the whole weekend for Yall, because they're up against a team that has Lloyd Myers, David Ford, Gary Bracken, Shane O'Mahony. These are good, solid Killarney players, and a lot of them have played down there for many, many years. As long as Yall has played down there, the AOHA have been more or less down there around the same time. That's going to be a tough one. I'd be hoping you all will beat the AOHA, but what I think is a weakened team, I think they're under threat, and that can determine yours whole weekend, because if AOHA beat you all, they're going to struggle. The first game, I think they say you don't have to win, you do, you have to win every game in Killarney. You have four matches, you've got to win them all, and they'll have to win that. So every game is like a final. But it's good to see the number one seeds and the number two seeds breaking off at the same time. I don't know what the other fixture was you gave me. I think it was Yall again.
Against Rakeel.
Yeah, Rakeel I wouldn't expect. I don't know a whole lot about them. They're a new club to the competition. I don't know much about their players. I'm sure above in that part of the world they'd know the players. But I think it could be. It's definitely going to be the Crucible. It's definitely going to be ULB. I'm not sure about the AIH and Yall. I hope Yall win it, but they're up against a very settled group of players. And I never mentioned Sonny. He's another player. And they've played together down in Killarney, these five players, for the last 10 years. Never changed the team. They all know what they can do. So I think it's going to be a very tough opening game. 10 o'clock in the morning might suit the all more, maybe, with the younger lads, maybe. I don't know, but that's a tough one.
All right, look, Derek, we're miles over time. Okay, but look, thanks very much for popping into us. And look, I'm sure we'll be touching you throughout the weekend, because it's a fascinating weekend. We'll be keeping you close eye here on CRY 104 FM to the Munster Snooker Championships. Derek, thanks for popping in this afternoon.
No trouble.